Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report on Morning Edition. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jeff Bossert. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everyone. Let's check out how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Begin with Kansas City September wheat. It opened at 46.5, up 1 on the open. December wheat at 501.5, up 3 quarters. September wheat and the Chicago Board of Chicago Board of Trade at 389, up 1.25 on the open. December wheat at 407, down 0.5 on the open. March wheat at 424.5, unchanged. September corn at open at 239, up 1.25 on the open. December 256, up 1.75. March at 269, up 1.75. May at 278.75, up 1. July at 287.5, up 1. September of 07, corn opened at 292, unchanged, and December 07, corn at 302.25, up 1/4. September oats at 198.75, up 1, and December oats at 202.5, up 3/4. August soybeans at 576, up 2 on the open. September soybeans at 582, up 1.25. November, 597.5, up 2.25. January at 609, up 1.5. March soybeans at 620, up 3.75. And May at 629.5, up 2.5 on the open. August soybean meal at 166, up 80. September soybean meal at 167.80, up 90 cents. And August soybean oil at, listed at $26, up 13 cents. September soybean oil, $26.30, up 21 on the open. Checking out the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeder cattle at 113.95, down 25. September feeder cattle at 113.85, down 27.5. October at 113.65, down 26.5. August live cattle at 83.10, down 37.5. October live cattle at 87.50, down 35 cents. And December live cattle at 88.20, down 10. August lean hogs at 68.50, up 82.5. October lean hogs at 61, down 20. December at 58.70, up 17.5. February 07, lean hogs at 60.10, down 25 on the open. And frozen pork bellies at 90.80, up 15 on the open. And for the next month, 93.55, down 22.5 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Now joining us on the phone is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mike Zuzolo.
Good morning, Jeff.
There you are. How are you today?
We're doing great. We're on the dark side of the moon today.
All right. Well, talk about overnight rains, sporadic weather pattern, and what we can expect within the calls as a result.
Well, if it's weather, we would suspect that with the heat returning and the scattered rainfall in the west and coming into Monday's, you know, crop conditions reports coming back out Monday afternoon, the trade we would think, if they're looking at weather, Jeff, would be looking at covering some short positions and maybe getting a little length picked up this weekend, and they can always dump it off on Sunday or Monday if they feel like they need to. But I guess our contention has been with our clients that this market the last 2 weeks really hasn't been about weather, because the market has been going in different directions than what the weather patterns and what the weather models have actually said. It really probably boils more down to falling basis in some locations, you know, wider future spreads. Outside market jitters have been a real big factor for us, with the dollar and the gold jumping back and forth and not being able to pick a trend. We've also had a lot of slack demand news in terms of exports until yesterday's export sales numbers. So you kind of wrap that all up, and then we see some of the index fund-related liquidation in the wheat especially. Yesterday we noted that there was a pretty large seller of wheat of about 1,000 contracts in one specific order. During the day, it was a large enough contract, and the group that did it is usually related to the index funds, and that probably gave the market a negative tone as well. So we've had a lot of index-related fund liquidation, we think, especially in the wheat, and that goes back to the technicals as well. So those factors are what we're really looking at to turn the market around and give us an undervalue mindset that we have right now going into the August report, that really weather, maybe it has capped us from going up, but it hasn't really done a lot as far as why we've been pushed down.
And Reuters today had called for slightly increased calls today. I think everything up slightly.
Yeah, that's right. Everything but Kansas City wheat is up today, and we've got a decent retracement. It seems like from our perspective and what we do with producers and speculators alike, and what we hear from Chicago, we're pretty even, Stephen, as far as our mindset that we need to get the technical foundation underneath this market, that the 200-day moving averages are real crucial, that the wheat has been able to hold their 200-day moving average. That's nice. We're coming into the week, the end of the week here, with almost 20 cents down on the wheat for futures coming into this morning. So we're hoping that we're done for the downside here in the short term in the wheat market because of the export news that we picked up yesterday and because we've held that 200-day moving average. So we'd like to see Dease corn get back up above 257.5. We'd like to see November beans get back up above 610. Those are the areas where the 200-day moving average come back into play. I think it goes back to, from what we talk to our clients and what they can see with the way the wheat trade has been, that, going back to our weekend email we sent out last weekend, we were kind of lukewarm to the wheat market, and we didn't recommend any re-ownership. Now we're getting back to levels and technical levels and fundamental levels as well, that maybe it's time to come back in and get some wheat bought. We'll see how the day works.
All right. Anything in the outside markets we should keep an eye on?
Probably the only thing to watch is the dollar. We're down 85.10 in the September index futures right now, Jeff, and that is the 50-day moving average for the September futures. If we would cross through that on a closing basis, we'd probably be well on our ways to making new two-week lows in the dollar index. We suspect that the gross domestic product numbers this morning were a big reason why we're falling in the dollar, but that's a big psychological issue to the grain market right now, and it gives a good sense, in our opinion anyway, of what the grain trade probably will shape up to be next week. If we can get a trend lower in the dollar, then maybe some of these commodities, like the grains, will be bought, especially since they've fallen back.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And we'll have the closing market report coming up this afternoon at 2:06 Central Time. But right now, let's take a look at current prices. Kansas City, September wheat at 484.5 last, down one. September wheat at 388.25, up a half. December wheat at 408, up a half. September corn, Chicago Board of Trade, 238.25, up a half. December at 254.5, up a quarter, rather. March corn at 268.75, up a half. December at 301.75, down a quarter. August soybeans, 577, up 3. September soybeans at 584.5, up 3.75. November, 598, up 3. And August soybean meal at 165.70, up 50. August soybean oil, 26.15, up 28. August feeder cattle at 113.92.5, down 27.5. August live cattle at 183.12.5, down 35. And October live cattle, 87.40, down 45. Mike Sola's two-state forecast for the region. Excessive heat watches are in effect in Chicago through Tuesday night, in the metro east area of St. Louis through Wednesday. In the northern sections and central Illinois, partly sunny skies, a chance for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs ranging from 84 in southeastern Indiana to 94 in northwestern Illinois. Tonight in northern central sections, clear to partly cloudy. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Lows ranging from 68 in northeastern Indiana to 76 in western Illinois. And tomorrow in the far south, partly sunny skies, scattered thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid. Highs ranging from 86 near Lake Michigan to 96 in western Illinois. For Champaign-Urbana, the forecast calls for intervals of clouds and sunshine. A slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm at the high 88. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 70. And partly sunny tomorrow, very warm and humid, the high 90. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and muggy, the low 72 degrees. Mostly sunny, hot and humid on Sunday, a high of 93. Currently outside our studios on Friends Plaza, we're already at 81 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. And coming up on 10 o'clock Central Time,